AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House has expelled New York Republican George Santos.
On this vote, the yeas are 311. The nays are 114.
Santos is the sixth House member to be expelled. A critical ethics report on his conduct accused him of converting campaign donations for his own use. The Supreme Court says retired Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has died in Arizona. She was 93. O'Connor had been battling dementia. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
O'Connor grew up on an Arizona ranch.
I wanted to be a cattle rancher when I grew up.
Instead, she made history in 1981.
The nomination of Judge Sandra Day O'Connor of Arizona Court of Appeals for confirmation as an Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court.
O'Connor became the High Court's first female justice, and for 25 years was often the deciding voice in cases from abortion to affirmative action and the 2000 presidential election dispute.
Why isn't the standard the one that voters are instructed to follow, for goodness sake?
O'Connor retired in 2006 and reflected 5 years later on being unsure about what would happen after her nomination.
It's all right to be the first to do something, but I didn't want to be the last woman on the Supreme Court.
Four more women have followed her. I'm Sagar Magani.
The truce is over in Gaza. Israeli airstrikes have resumed. The targets, Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is worried about civilians.
I saw the plans that Israel has in a multiplicity of ways to do everything possible to protect civilians, including making sure that they have the information they need and that there are ways to accommodate them.
A federal appeals court ruled lawsuits filed against former President Donald Trump related to the Capitol riot can move forward. Trump was claiming presidential immunity. This is AP News. A new report says as many as 95% of sexual assaults on men go unreported.
Sam Schultz, an aspiring opera singer, was 23 years old when the sexual assault happened after a cast party, after Schultz was handed a drink.
I am now mourning the person who went to the opera that night.
Schultz, now 37, didn't report the crime to police until 2018, when the Me Too movement provided comfort in making a report. The two male attackers eventually pled guilty and received probation. In the study published in Behavioral Sciences, 4 of 5 men in general who reported assaults regretted doing so, saying police were often unsympathetic. Schultz says such crimes should be taken more seriously.
To any person who has pursued justice and quit along the way, I get it.
I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.